This is Cape Talk.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, get ready with me as we move to the left, to the right, to the back, to the front. Jump up, jump. No, you can't jump down. Why am I saying jump down?
Pretend we're jumping on boxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jump down. Okay, I'm letting it go. Liesel V, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Abungile. It's so good. Happy Friday the 13th to you.
The full moon is out. So when myself and Rafiq came in, we're parking in the parking lot. I'm like, no, you go first.
You walk. I saw that first. Black cat cross the road when we drove in.
Good morning to you at home. At this time of the morning, we talk fitness and health living with Lisa van der Vesse and the host of the KFM Early Morning Show. She is a speaker. She is a life coach and many more other things. She joins you now, though, to talk about fitness, as I've said. And today, we're talking about load shedding. Huh?
Or shedding light on training in the dark.
I see what you did there. All right. So these are the dark days, Liesel. Many of us, so whether we like it or not, we've got 2.5 hours, sometimes to about, actually on average, about 6 hours of darkness.
Yes, that's right. And I was worried about all the smaller gym owners that have just started out, because, you know, the last year we've reviewed a lot of gyms that have opened up, single-owned businesses, and it's been worrying me. What are they doing? Are they losing clients? And are people losing out and working out in the dark? So I thought, let's actually see what we can do about it. Let's see if people are offering classes still in the dark and the creative ways that our gyms and health clubs are keeping people fit.
I'd love to find out from the listeners, by the way, did you go to the gym when there was load shedding? I know many people go to do the cardio, but you can't exactly do cardio because most of the machines.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would be there, but other gym places would tell you you don't need a machine to do your cardio. But okay, so give me the reasons, though, to work out during, shall we say, load shedding.
So I thought, let's research, let's speak to some gym owners, and some of the reasons that you should be exercising in the dark. It's less distracting is number one. It's all that you're looking at the person next to you, seeing what they do. Okay, their weight is heavier than yours. You're focusing more on what everyone else is doing instead of just focusing. It's natural. I'm one of those people. I'm always worried that I'm the slowest in the class and I'm the one at the back, so I need to get over all of that. And with exercising in the dark, you pay stricter attention to your movements and to what the instructor is saying. You can't actually see what the people around you are doing. Gyms are already doing dark workouts. I mean, we'll see it in the spinning classes. We'll see it in the yoga classes. But you're seeing more and more of it happening. And because it's not only a trend in South Africa, it's a worldwide trend. And we'll touch on that shortly. Yeah, you also don't look at yourself in the mirror and you don't look at other people. So you're not being judge of yourself. I'm not worried about what anyone else is doing. I'm always worried about what am I doing.
Oh, but I always look at myself in the mirror.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Is my form right? How good does the selfie look?
Oh, is that what the mirror is there for? I always look and pose. There you go. Fierce. Give me fierce abs.
And that's allowed. We're not judging anyone. This is your safe zone. And also the class, you hardly see your classmates. So you're not looking at others. You're not comparing yourself to them. You're not allowing them to influence your practice. And suddenly it's just you, your practice, the instructor, and if you're lucky enough, if there's electricity, the music. Mm-hmm. And you're just centering and focusing. And the other thing, it's kind of exciting to work out in the dark because it feels like you're not in the gym. You can picture yourself anywhere else.
So is it more of a group sort of workout, or is it like you do it on your own?
You do it in a group workout, and we're experiencing load shedding, but London has been already offering extreme classes called working out high intensity interval trainings during a blackout. And they actually blindfold people before they go into the class to do the workout. Guys, we don't even need to do that. There is a class. I'm not kidding. I'm going to repeat it because I had to read it twice. I thought I was seeing things. They're offering a blackout class where participants get to put blindfolds on.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. Ladies and gentlemen, Liesel says in England, they put blindfolds on. She says, we don't even need to put blindfolds on. Eskom is already doing that for us. Okay, we should. Okay, very serious.
But cool. No, you see, we need to take a leaf out of their book. Blackout high intensity interval training. We could just change it to load shedding high intensity interval training. But the problem is, I'm nervous to walk into the class. I don't want to drop a weight on my toe. Ooh. So you have to be really, really awake and really, really alert when you're working out and be safe.
And I suppose this is something you always harp on every session that we have, that safety is always, it's imperative. Mm. It's everything.
And also, I always just say, remember to go to your doctor to check that you can do the workout. And if you're having your checkup, just say to him, I'm worried about the load shedding. I'm worried about working in the dark. Some of the gyms do have generators or they have backup lights. But I'm just worried about the conditions. Would I be able to cope in the dark? Would I be able to, am I healthy enough? Always just check, just to be safe. I wouldn't just walk into a class if maybe I'm feeling dizzy and you're walking into the class and you just don't manage to do the class properly, or it's just not safe for you. So I always say, just go and make sure that you have a medical checkup.
So Liesel V is in studio, ladies and gentlemen. She's talking about fitness and healthy living. She's talking about gyms that are out there. What are they doing during load shedding? Behold, there are people that are in fact working out, or what do you call these workouts? Is there a word for them?
Well, according to the gyms in London, it's blackout extreme workouts. So working out during load shedding.
There's never a dull moment. To you listening at home, by the way, do you go to the gym when there is load shedding? I mean, there are still some things to do out there. 0214460567. What was your experience going to the gym and there was load shedding? Would love to hear from you. That being said, though, Liesel, very quickly, before you play me something.
No, I've got Twitter messages.
One thing I've noticed is that people actually sing at the gym. Because, you know, usually when there's electricity, there's that loud music.
Yes.
But when there's no music, people are listening to their headphones. Just take off your headphones and listen.
No, I've never heard that.
People are singing. All right, so what do you have for us?
So I thought, let's put it out there and let's tweet about it and see what comes back to us. And Zarina said to me that Calvin Grove has generators and their gym is operational. And Lizette Lombard tweeted back and said, I went to Pilates class at Claremont Virgin during the load shedding. Was a bit warm, but dark. A good workup, a good sweat. And then they did open the door to let it breeze in.
Lovely.
And then Virgin Active replied to us to say our clubs are open with limited facilities during load shedding, and we have posted all those details onto our website, and they sent a winky face. So thank you so much, guys. Yeah. for the update. So I've heard of an instructor who actually during the yoga class did the chanting herself. Exactly like that, so that you got the music. And then another instructor used her phone, but the class was so big, she actually had to walk around to everyone, so they got a bit of music at a time. So everyone got 30 seconds of the music during the class for the workout. But I think it'd be tough. I haven't been to a class without music. Especially a Zumba class, I think that would be quite tough. But it also just you focus on your technique. It also just the whole reason to work out in the dark also improves your stability and just increases your body awareness of your space around you and how you're using your body and how you're controlling yourself while you're doing the exercise.
Yeah. So before I let you go, though, any more stories to share with us when it comes to load shedding?
I have a funny story. It happened to my mom, but it wasn't this round of load shedding. You know, the fun of S-Days, and they're all fitness enthusiasts. And my mom was working out. She'd just come from the aqua class and went into the gym, got into the shower and got ready to get out when load shedding hit. And it was pitch dark. There were no windows. So she walked out the room, tried to feel around where her clothes were and couldn't find her clothes. So she thought, okay, maybe it's just somewhere in the dark. She went out to look for a torch. No one was able to assist her. And all she had with her was her towel, her swimming costume and her car keys. And she had to drive home like that. I got the most hilarious call from my dad to say, your mother's just walking around in a towel straight from gym. She left the gym just in a towel around her and she drove home. So I went, what happened? The lady that was in the shower next to her had gotten out and taken everything, including my mom's clothes.
No.
Dumped it in the boot of her car, didn't check, drove home, and only the next day realized she'd taken someone else's clothes.
No.
It could have ended worse.
If she did, oh my goodness. Mm-mm.
So that was, I'm sure we've, there are more stories than that, that we've heard. I'm sure there's other.
Oh, there's gotta be.
So we need people to share it with us on the WhatsApp line, please.
Yeah, no. Please listen. If you have a story around load shedding at the gym or anything like that, but around your fitness, a funny story, please share with us. We'd love to hear it. Lisa V, this is our last Friday, you and I. I am officially taking a break after this. I do want to wish you, this is my parting words from you, but I will let you have the last word. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, my friend. And it's our 1 year anniversary.
Imagine that.
It's our 1 year anniversary of doing.
Oh, for a year already.
Yes. Uh-huh. Regularly, every week, we've been doing the Fitness Friday, and it's been fab.
Oh, yeah. Keep that body fit.
And to you and your family as well. Thanks so much. I look forward to fun fitness activities in 2020.
Oh, yes. We're going to be doing this. Liz of V, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us and conversation.